Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 667 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Jungle Fury, episode 31, Path of the Righteous.
It aired November 3rd, 2008, written by John Telligan and directed by the Beesness. Mark Beasley.
I think about Mezogog saying business all the time.
I was driving home from work yesterday and I just started saying it.
That's at least that you have a reason for that, and that like it is a thing that we have talked about. The other day, the phrase two Grinches popped into my head and I just kept saying two Grinches. I don't know, it doesn't mean anything. Like, it's not like I'm not saying it as like,
send it to Weird Al and get a co-writing credit on the Two Princes parody song, Two Grinches.
The amount of people who reply when I said that with lyrics to that song, and I was like, it's a good thing you use the only lyrics I know from that song, I didn't even know that the song was called, I thought it was called Three Princes, to be completely honest with you.
No, it's 1, 2, Princes Stand Before You. That's what I said now.
Yeah.
The princes who adore you, just go ahead now.
Okay. Now I know double the amount of lyrics I knew a second ago.
From there, it gets a little wishy-washy.
But yeah, for a solid 2 days, just everything was just two Grinches.
I think the story of the song is one prince is like very rich, but the other prince, the point of view prince, actually loves you.
Oh, okay.
And so he's like, marry me because I love you. He does not. This prince.
Prince one, no. That guy sucks. Me, second prince, two Grinches. I love you. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got the DVDs or the YouTube. There's only the one YouTube, so.
For now, YouTube needs a major competitor. Dailymotion's not cutting it. Oh, no. Going to YouTube is becoming as bad as going to Twitter.
Dailymotion, I feel like, is nothing. I feel like that is just a place where you can put slideshows that used to be videos up. There's like a couple, like, I don't want to say like competitors, because there's like Vimeo, but Vimeo is like really trash. Like, if you have like, if your video does too well, you have to pay Vimeo because of the like traffic to the website, like the server costs.
Although I will say, as much as I do not like going to YouTube now that they've made me disable my ad blocker,
that's dumb.
I do think often, because we are the host we use for all of our podcast stuff. We're on an unlimited space plan.
Yeah. X amount
but
a year.
Feel
yeah.
We have 667, if you're listening to this episode.
Yeah.
Hour plus long episodes of the show on
of
there.
Just the main show. That's not counting bonuses. That's not counting the other several podcasts that are on it.
There's got to be a point where they yell at us about using it too much. And so I'm like, maybe I will have to slowly start continuing to put episodes on YouTube just so that they don't, if when one and one gets a hair across and they're like, hey, we're gonna have to start taking some of your stuff down, you're gonna have to pay us more, you can still find them on YouTube, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, because like the other hosting places they do it by like you have a monthly allotment, like you can upload X amount of data, like size episodes basically. So it's like, you know, you can have as many episodes as you want in a month as long as you don't go over a gig, you know.
Yeah
Which is like weird, because like what, like how does that, I don't know how any of that works, but it's just like, okay, but if I go right up to it and I don't go over, and then I just wait till the next month, and then I keep, like, what's the, like, how does that work, you know? Like, is it just like every month we have to like refresh our servers, and like, because it all stays on there, like it's all still there. So I don't know, maybe 1&1 just has a lot of servers that we don't know about, and
maybe
they get,
I don't know,
comparatively very little from us every year, because we only pay them once a year. So
maybe we're the only ones still using them, and maybe they're like, well, we gotta get that $100 somehow.
We can't get rid of our only customers, Jake and Josh. So they can keep putting up their podcast weird.
We can't fix it. The only way we can fix it is to just start a new feed from just, where we are.
Yeah, I feel like we could. No, because I don't know. Because, like, I don't know how you would get. Maybe we could do it through Feedburner, but I don't know. I don't know how if that will work either.
The only thing I can think, and this is also.
This is not, real inside baseball right now. Everyone's checking out.
This is not going to solve the problem of we're using a lot of space and no one's called us out on it yet.
Yeah.
But if we get an archive feed, like let's just use Jungle Fury for an example because that's where we are.
Yeah.
At the end of this season, we get an archive feed up to the end of this season. And then when we start the next season, we start on like a regular podcast thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So like the archive feed is all the old stuff. And then going forward from RPM on will be a different feed.
I feel like Ranger Danger did something like that because they have like a I don't know how Michael's smarter than either of us, so he knows how to make a regular feed.
It's not hard.
Not a high bar to clear. But so I remember at some point I think they had like it was around when they had like 300 or 400 episodes. They're like that's going in its separate feed because having that many episodes on one feed is like a lot. And I was like, oh, we've never had that problem because after 150, ours is like we don't know where it went. Sorry, yeah. Just can't get it all over to the old iTunes anyway. That's what I don't know where we are. We should go watch.
I don't know. Yeah, I just think about this stuff because I'm just like, that is a business. And like, hey, man, whatever. Until they yell at us, we're going to just keep doing it like this. Yeah, so.
This is just the way it works. And it's pretty cheap, all things considered. It's less than $10 a month, technically, because we only pay it once a year. So anyway, should we go watch Path of the Righteous? The penultimate episode. We're almost done.
We're almost there. There's one episode after today.
That's so weird. And we have like two guest episodes that still haven't even aired from when we're recording this.
It's been a wild ride.
It's been a weird season. Let's go watch Path of the Righteous.
Unleash the Beast. And we're back, and we just watched The Path of the Righteous.
Yeah.
And it was, dare I say, pretty freaking righteous.
It was, I think this is a pretty righteous one. It starts off pretty righteous. There's a thing that happens really early on that I was like, hell yeah. And then it just like kind of keeps going, and I was like, dang, where's this been? And I was like, oh, it was a writer's strike, and they didn't do anything for like 8 episodes. But also,
even... outside of that, where has this stuff been?
I feel like they didn't lean into this being a kung fu movie season enough until now, and there's only one more episode, and I honestly no clue what it's going to be because I kind of thought they finished the season this time. We'll get there, and then in the literal last seconds they're like, just kidding, we're going to do a finale next time too. I was like, no, you can't do it though. HeyTakingDash.com, that's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through Ninja Storm is up there. Who knows by now? By the time you hear this, who knows?
Maybe by the time you hear this, Jungle Fury's on there.
Yeah, because I don't know what we're going to record. Because like, I don't want to do bonuses like this early. So like, maybe we'll do a couple. Yeah. But like, we can't do by the numbers till after the season airs. Because Benny has to hear them all.
We'll finish tomorrow. Let's see. Next week is the week before Christmas. So maybe we can do one something next week, maybe.
Yeah, well, next week I want to record. I want to try to record a PWTU, the Candle Knights.
Oh yeah, we can do that
next week. So that'll be the one thing we do. But then like
we'll have Christmas week off, and then then we can get into Bobos.
Yeah, and then by the time we get close to done with Bobos, the show should be over, and then we can do by the numbers, and we can do the other thing we do at the end, the Morpheus man. Don't know how I forgot about that. That's the thing we've done 16 other times. Or 15 other times? What was last season?
Oh, I can't remember the numbers.
Was last season Overdrive? Or did we have a season between Overdrive and this one?
Last season was Overdrive.
Okay, so that was 15. Whew, where does the time go? anyway, you can go there. There's also an archive feed. that's on our Twitter. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Pod Baby. And Pod Righteous.
Yeah.
Pod Righteous. It rules. That's the slogan. I think more things need to have braggy slogans like that. You don't need to be clever. Yeah. Just tell me your thing kicks ass.
Let's just, like, we'll keep all the interconnectivity and stuff we have now. But other than that, can we just do, like, the late 90s, early 2000s
again?
I feel like
we need to give the early 2000s another shot, because really early on, 9/11 happened. That kind of ruined everything for everyone like a long time.
It did kill the vibe.
It did. It really, I know, hey, big tragedy, terrible thing to happen. It really killed the vibe of what we could have had. Because if you'll recall, I don't know how much you remember about the year 2000, but everyone was like, it's the future. We got to just start being the future. Silver shirts, shiny pants, chrome.
Backstreet Boys' Millennium album.
Yeah, it came out like 98 or whatever. But but like then 9/11 happened, and we were like, all right, everybody, nothing cool for a while. In 2003, we were like, what about skateboarding? And then we kind of figured out from there, but like there was like a real vibe killer kind of right at the beginning. I saw a thing the other day.
Who knows what the millennium may have been.
The millennium could have been, the possibilities would have been endless. We could have had two Grinches so much longer ago. If only.
The second Grinch is the one that shops at Walmart, I guess.
I saw that because
I saw a bunch of people being like, wow, this animation is really good at replicating the old style. And I'm like, are you guys not watching what's happening inside this commercial?
That's how I got tricked into watching, because I was like, they're like, this animation is really good. And I was like, this is just the Grinch who stole this is just the movie, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, the cartoon from, you know, back. And then he goes to Walmart, and I was like, oh, no. Dr. Seuss is literally you could power a small country on the energy produced by.
You could power a Walmart.
A whole Walmart.
For the whole Christmas season.
On the energy produced by him rolling in his grave. You hooked him up to a turbine. That's insane. I hope that's not Two Grinches. I hope Two Grinches is way cooler than that. Because it's just been stuck in my head, and I'm worried I'm secreting something out into the universe on accident. Something's escaping through my dumb brain.
You need to write it quick before someone else does.
Maybe. I'll call up Dr. Susan, and I'll be like, or his, you know, his estate. And I'll be like, hey, the Walmart one, I don't think that was your fault. Let me do Two Grinches and really set this ship right.
What if Two Grinches?
Here's my pitch for Two Grinches. I'm just making this up now. It's post Grinch, so he's like, everyone loves him. He's happy.
Yeah,
he's banging Martha May Hoovier.
He's so strong.
He's so strong. His heart's so big and cool. Everyone loves him. He is absolutely giving it to Martha May Hoovier every night.
I
so
will
right.
tell you, man, this live action Grinch. We got our oil changed at Walmart.
Yeah, where the Grinch shops.
Ironically enough, and they were playing the live action Jim Carrey Grinch in the waiting room.
Yeah,
the way she always looks at the Grinch.
Yeah, dog.
Girl's down bad.
I want what the Grinch has in that movie.
There's one point where he points at something, and it's just like his hand in front of her face. That's the whole shot.
Yeah.
The way she eyes his finger.
Martha May Hoovier
filthy.
Down atrocious in that. And, you know, some people have all the luck. Some people being the Grinch in this case.
Yeah.
But so it's post that. Everyone loves Grinch. Grinch is on top of the world. He's the new mayor of Whoville because the old one, probably not great.
That's true. They exiled him onto Mount Crumpet or whatever
it's
called.
They threw up him in the trash bin on the Crumpet Mountain. And then it's not Christmas, but it's like right before everyone's setting up for Christmas. And stuff starts missing, and they're like, oh, it's the Grinch. He's doing bad stuff again. And he's like, why would I look at my wife? Why would I want to ruin this? And then it turns out that Cindy Lou Who has been poisoned, and now she's the second Grinch, and it's like a werewolf sort of thing. It's Taylor Momsen again, but I don't know if you've seen Taylor Momsen since she was Cindy Lou Who. She's like the lead singer of a rock band and is like very cool. it looks like. I don't know a lot about her. She's just pretty. She's like a werewolf Grinch, and she's stealing Christmas, and now Grinch has to stop second Grinch.
Yes.
Two Grinches coming this Christmas. Not this, coming next one. This one's really close. I couldn't get a two Grinches.
By the time you hear this, it'll be coming this Christmas.
Yeah, it'll be this Christmas. And you can leave us a rating and review at any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/AJakeandJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can help support the show. We really appreciate it. Get old episodes and bonus episodes and early episodes is what I meant to say instead of old ones. There's old ones there, too.
Some of them.
But there's also bonus ones sometimes. And I really mean I'm going to put... I have like 3 seasons worth of Frank and Cass that I just haven't put up there for because my brain is like, don't do it. And I can't argue with my brain, it's in charge. So
well, I would say you can send them to me, but my brain does that with the regular show.
Yeah,
so.
See, so between the two of us, we can only get the episodes half up sometimes.
Like I'm sitting on the couch, you're like, the episode can go up, and I'm like, okay,
cool.
Not right now, it can't. Why? I don't know.
I saw a clip of a do you know who Nate Bargatze is, the comedian?
No. Maybe, like, but not.
He's really dry. He's super funny. He was talking about how, like, he found out that you can trick your brain and how that's like because you have smart brain and dumb brain and you can trick dumb brain really easily. And he's like, that's really embarrassing because you're in the same room as smart brain. Like, that would be like if you were a conjoined twin and your conjoined twin threw you a surprise birthday party. I was laughing so hard that I was like legitimately worried I was going to break a rib listening to this whole bit about how his dumb brain is, and I'm worried it'll happen again. There's a whole thing about light switch. Anyway, do you want to jump in? Do you want to jump in?
Yeah, let's just do it. Let's get this show on the road.
All right. We start off. We got a little Preeves. Casey is not a master. Jared is, and he's not Daishi, but is he? But he could be, but he's not. But everybody else also thinks he is, except Casey. So then we start off. Casey comes in to JKP. It's very early in the morning. It seems like it is pre-dawn. I have never wanted a breakfast slice from a place before. If I'm eating early pizza, it's cold in my fridge.
Pizza places should do a breakfast pizza.
I would go nuts for a breakfast pizza right now, now that you say it.
I don't know, maybe like a hoisin sauce, some eggs, I like sausage, bacon.
Yeah.
On a pizza crust.
Just a regular pizza. Yeah, because like pizza crust is just a delivery device of how to get other stuff into you.
Yeah.
Like.
I know. There has to be pizzas ordered that are never picked up, right?
Right.
Throw those puppies in the fridge the next day, cold breakfast special.
Oh. Cold pizza is so good. Dominic is already there and awake and reading. He's just sitting in a booth. And
lives in the restaurant of the pizza store.
I guess so, because
he's kicked back in a booth. He's got his feet up. He's just in socks as far as I can tell. So he's completely at home.
And he's just reading, and he's like, hey, Casey, what you doing up? And he's like, ugh. What are you doing being a creeper there? He's like, what's on your mind? And they like talk for a second, and he's, I don't know if he brings up Jared just yet, but he's like, I just got a lot on my mind. And then Dom's like, you should read a book. Books are great escapes. And I wish that were true, Dom. I would love to read a book sometime. Love to be able to get my brain to do that. Just, it doesn't work a lot of time. But he's like, yeah, like this one, To Kill a Mockingbird. Fran gave it to me. And he explains a very brief synopsis of the plot of To Kill a Mockingbird, which I was also assigned to read at one point. And
I don't know if I ever had to read that one. Probably in college. I don't think I was ever assigned that in high school.
I was assigned it, I feel like, freshman year. And I know that the one of the characters is named Boo Radley. And that's pretty much where my knowledge of it ends. But he's like, it's about a guy who the whole town was like, thought he was guilty. And one guy stood up for him and did what was right, et cetera, et cetera. Basically what you're going through right now, Casey, where everyone thinks that Jared should die, except you. And he's like, hey, can I ask you about Jared. He's like, yeah. He's like, he was your roommate. Like, you knew when you were at the academy.
He says, like, you and Jared went to the academy together for, like, a little while, right? And then Dominic's like, yeah, we were actually roommates when he first got there.
Yeah. So that means that Jared was there, got there over 6 years ago.
Maybe we could have brought up that Dominic and Jared were friends before a little earlier in the season.
Before the second to last episode, right out of the gate. But also,
maybe not
the
friends, but, like,
knew each other.
They were familiar. It wasn't just like, that guy. My destiny is intertwined with this kid I went to school with.
Yeah, they were in the same room as each other, and I don't think they talked about it very much. Like, they were like, Jared, Dominic, And then that was it. And, like, they didn't say, like, roommate stuff. I feel like I would have remembered that. But he's like, can you tell me about him? He's like, yeah, he, like, didn't fit in because, like, his parents abandoned him and he had it, like, rough. And then, but he wasn't a bad guy. And then, like, Dominic looks back up and Casey's gone. Just, like, not in the building anymore. And then we cut to Snapper. And this is very good. Snapper's like, breakfast, the most important meal of the day. Camille, like the predator, just becomes visible behind him, kicks him over the table, rolls over the table, and stomps on his neck.
She, like, Van Dams him in the jaw while he's down.
So good.
Like, steps on him and is like, why you try to kill me?
You tried to kill me. And he's like, no. And she like I guess, like, steps on his nuts or something. He's like, okay, I'll tell you. And he's like, it's because
she gets her tongue out, I think, is what really freaks him out.
Oh, she's going to eat his whole head. speaking of Camille, this is a bad way to start. Speaking of Camille's tongue.
All right, Martha May, let's cool off.
Where was I? Anyway, you know who we haven't seen in quite some time and also don't see this episode? Flit.
Yeah, I think that might be maybe like a big hook in the next episode.
I hope so, because if it's not, then that means that Flit is just like, don't worry about him. Don't worry about Flit.
I feel like they'll wrap it up, but maybe they just forgot about him.
It could go either way. So he's like, we tried to kill you because you love Jared and not Daishi. And she's like, that's not true. I wicked love Daishi. Don't you ever say that. And then I think we just cut from there to Theo, who is floating, eating chips, just floating in the air.
Yeah, because he knows the swoop style.
He knows the swoop style, so he can float in the air. I'm thinking about this from, like, a production standpoint. Dude could have just been sitting down. Probably would have been a lot more efficient time-wise. But they're talking about Casey because they're like, oh, you know, Casey left. Like, he's probably bumming because he's not a master, blah, blah, blah. And then Lily's like, yeah, but we're masters, so we can still celebrate. And hey, it's the second Tuesday of the month. Callback to a way earlier episode. And also, today is also the second Tuesday of the month.
Man, wow.
Everything's coming up Milhouse.
Definitely planned it that way. We'll have to make sure this episode also goes out on a second Tuesday of the month.
I don't know if we could make that happen.
Your lack of faith in me.
I'm just saying, I don't know. We only have two more of those where it's feasible, right? Because if this show goes into March, then we've messed something up really bad.
Real bad, yeah.
Maybe if this is the second Tuesday of February, maybe, but I don't know. So she's like, what do you want to do? And he, like, deflects, and he's like, I think we should focus on Power Rangers stuff or whatever. And she's, like, disappointed. And she's like,
yeah, because he's like, we're masters now, so we have to just stay on task. He says, like, stay on task, like he is a target manager.
Right. Right. Got to hit your deliverables or whatever the hell.
I don't know.
He's like, also, like, we gotta stay on task because he's just floating in the middle of the air eating chips. He's also in his uniform and she is in civvies, which I don't know if that just feels weird when they're not coordinated in that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know why one would be formal and the other, maybe Lily's just arriving, but they all live here.
They live there at the same place. So the only person who doesn't live here is Fran, who is also already here. She comes up to Theo afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know. He's also taking the master thing maybe more seriously. So he's like, I have to dress in my Peishwa clothes all the time now because I'm a master.
Maybe. He's definitely, like, the part about the master stuff that he's not taking seriously is when he deflects Lily, because, like, that is just low self-confidence, I think, is what that is. Because Fran comes up and she's like, why would you pass up a chance to go on a date with her? Like, everyone knows you like her. It's very obvious. And he's like, she's made it perfectly clear that we're just friends.
This is, like, this is, like, nice guy friend zone stuff, but it's... I don't know how to describe it, because it's not like in a frustrating, like, Theo is actually very wrong kind of way.
It's not,
like,
in it's a not pickup like a, artist way.
It's not Master Ogre.
Yeah.
Or Master Org, whatever his
Master
name was.
Master Org, right.
Yeah. But also then Fran does say, like, did you ever even ask her out? Like,
yeah. She's like, the only thing that's perfectly clear is you never asked her out for real.
Like, I can appreciate, like, oh. I can appreciate if he had, like, tried to ask her on, like, an actual romantic date and she said no, and he was like, okay, we're just friends then, that's fine, like,
yeah,
that's okay.
But he's just like, I tried to almost ask her twice,
yeah,
and did
he jumped over a step, and Fran's like, hey, you gotta shoot the shot,
you gotta like, you can't just go right to this. You gotta do something else. And she, like, leaves, and he's like, oh. And then we cut to Casey running through the woods, just hauling, just absolutely trucking through the woods. And then Master Mao's ghost appears in front of him. And you know, it's like most of the season would be like, is Master Mao the bad guy? I am definitely convinced now that Master Mao is the bad guy.
This is some bad guy ass stuff.
He shows up as a ghost and he's like, Casey, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm going to save Jared. And he's like, Jared can't be saved.
Jared's dead.
And it's like, what is with y'all? Why is it only Casey who's like, maybe we should try to help a person?
And the other ones are like, no, like, we all saw Daishi take over Jared. Like, when we fought Daishi, we know that this is just like a full evil entity now, and Jared is gone. He's been overtaken, right? That's what the other ones think.
Yeah.
But Master Mao is so indignant with Casey about it.
Yeah.
Where the other ones are just like, Casey, like, they feel bad because they're like, Casey, you're just gonna be disappointed again. And Master Mao is like,
I hate Jared.
Casey, you dipstick. I hate Jared. I'm glad he's dead. And you should be too, because Jared sucked. I don't know if you remember Jared, but he sucked.
And, like, Jared did, but, like, there's being a little bit of context now is nice, but Master Mao is still like, you gotta give up on Jared because he sucked, and he says, like, even I could. He's always been bad. He's like, yeah. Jared's always been bad forever. And then he's like, even I couldn't get through to him. And Casey's like, that doesn't mean that I can't, though. Like, because you seem like you suck.
Yeah, what did you do? Tell him he was a jerk and then wonder why he didn't like you? Like,
yeah, and then Master Mao tries to make it Casey's fault. And he's like, maybe you're trying to save him because you're just guilty, Casey. Because if you wouldn't have gone to Pai Shua, and he's like, yeah, none of it would have happened. Wouldn't have fought.
We wouldn't have fought. You wouldn't have kicked him out. He wouldn't have opened the Daishi box that had no latch on it. Master Mao.
The completely unsecured box that was in your care. And then he's like, his heart wasn't pure. And Casey's like, maybe he was just so lonely, nothing could fill it up to make it.
Yeah,
pure.
He says, like, he was just so alone that there was nothing pure to fill his heart. And Master Mao looks like he's about to start throwing hands.
He does, but he's a ghost, so he can't.
Ghost,
he knows
yeah.
He's an impotent ghost. Then he says something to the effect of, like, because Casey, like, walks through him.
Yeah, Casey just runs straight through him, which
he's
is like
I'm
a
done.
Baller move.
Yeah, power play. And then he's like, Casey, are you trying to save Jared or redeem yourself? And then he leaves, and I thought for one second, I was like, this is going to be part of the trick, right? And because like the whole thing in the beginning was like, Casey, you can't be a follower, that's why you're not a master. And I thought it was going to be like, he was like, I tried to dissuade him, but he didn't. And then, like, Master Mao's going to smirk. He doesn't. He's just looking at him like, I really want Jared to die. Master Mao is, bare minimum, as bad as Doggy Kruger.
Minimum. But maybe actively also is a bad guy.
I feel like he is a villain in this scenario. Yeah.
Also, Casey stops when he's asked that, and I really thought he was just gonna yell, like, you can do both, like, both things can be true, you know.
Huff my butt, Master Mao. But then we cut from there to Casey doing Kung Fu Terminator stuff through a million Rinchi, and it rules.
We cut to Daishi's pat, like the outside of Cobra Kai, and the Rinchi are out there just hopping around, like partying. They're just chilling.
They're just hanging. Yeah.
And then they like smell Casey and they all turn, and he just walks through a gauntlet of them.
Oh, it's so good.
Just total like Kung Fu movie Bruce Lee, like deflecting and punching.
This should have been the whole show. We should have gotten so much more of this than we got. Instead of like, you have a dolphin inside of you, we could have gotten Casey doing Terminator stuff, but like Kung Fu style.
Or any of them doing cool Kung Fu stuff.
Ah, it's so easy. It feels like this season, because like every season that is based on like a thing that isn't just like an animal, like with SPD, like I feel like we could have gotten, I feel like SPD did a pretty okay job of like having cop stories, like it being like, you know, detective-y, and like they did an okay job at that. Overdrive could have been a little more Indiana Jonesy. A lot of it was like a holding pattern because there were just so many bad guys we had to keep checking in on. But they did like an okay job of doing the treasure hunt stuff. I feel like nobody watched kung fu movies until like the strike.
Yeah.
To like really nail home, except for like maybe the first couple episodes, because like RJ showing up to be like, I'm your master, and like that whole scene was pretty rad.
Right. Me, the doofy pizza guy. I'm actually your new master.
Like, that was pretty cool. But then I feel like they were just like, don't watch kung fu movies to get inspiration. We're just going to make a Power Rangers show for better or worse.
Master Fant should have done some drunken fist.
Oh, that would have been good.
Because he seems the drunkest of all
of
them.
He seems the drunkest. Also, like, the his big stomps, like, that really works for drunken fist style, right? Like, he's just, like, clomping around. So then he, like, kills 1,000 Rinchi, gets into the throne room. Jared's there, and he's like, you made it alone, Red Ranger, or whatever.
He's like, yeah, you made a mistake coming here, you stupid idiot.
You ding dong. And then he's like, Jared, I'm going to save you. And then Jared's like, no, you're not. And he roars. Casey just like walks through it.
He tanks the roar.
It's so cool. Also, Rinzen and Zuccotto are gone.
They're gone. It seems like they're gone. They don't matter anymore. Never did.
They never really did, but now they really don't.
I might have something for Zuccotto closer to the end of the episode, but that's it. I think I might have an explanation for what could have happened here, but nothing is said, and it's me doing the legwork. So
right, it's the classic Power Rangers way. So he like tanks the roar. We go to commercial. We come back. He's like, it was foolish for you to come here, Tiger Master. Casey's like, I'm not a master. I'm just your friend. He's like, I have no friends.
I have no friends. I'm Daishi.
There is a part where it's like, for a second, I was like, oh, did Daishi take it back over? And I was like, oh, no, Jared's just lying. That's what's happening right now. Jared's just lying. But maybe it might be both.
I think Jared is in a weird state of...
It's a quantum Jared.
It's like denial and acceptance at the same time. He doesn't want to be Daishi, but also realizes he can't fight him off from the inside forever.
Yeah, they're like... We're about to get there, and I guess we'll get more into it then, but there is definitely a thing where it's like, maybe Jared doesn't know how in charge he is, and like, that's part of the problem. So he's like, I'm here to help, and then they start fighting. They like circle each other for a second. That's in a minute. Maybe they do unmorphed fighting first, and Camille's just like in the doorway watching, because she's like, oh, it's going to happen. Because as soon as Casey comes in, he's like, Jared, I'm here to help you, basically. And Camille's like, oh, I like that about Casey.
Yeah, and so... you know that she, like, what's his name? Not Snapper. No, it was Snapper. Snapper, like, got to her by being like, you love Jared, not Daishi. So now she's like, well, maybe Casey could give me Jared and not Daishi. And so she's not interfering to help Daishi.
Yeah.
She's staying back to just, like, let it play out.
To hope Casey like gets through. So they start fighting. We cut back to the Rangers for a second, the other Rangers, and they're all standing in the kitchen, in the pizza kitchen, like tossing dough and stirring, doing pizza stuff,
just working at a pizza table, you know.
it's like a weird little kitchen island, but they are all scrunched around it, and I'm like, none of you can get your job done efficiently right here. One of you needs to find somewhere else to be. But they're like, oh, Casey's been gone for a while. I hope he's all right. And Dom is about to say something like, I'm sure he'll be fine. But then Fran, like, kicks the door in. And she's like, you guys need to go on break right now. And Dom's like, Fran, we are working.
I don't know why she's being so ambiguous,
like,
about
coy
it.
About it.
Why didn't she just, because like, it's not like customers are in the kitchen.
No, and like, yeah, because it maybe if they would have been like out by like the register, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, then I could buy that. But then she's like, you need to go on break. And Dom's like, we're working. And she's like, it's about Casey. And they all go. But then, like, now no one's at the pizza store because RJ's upstairs, as we'll see in a second. And Fran went with him to show him what to see. It's also probably like 9. So, like, how many pizzas are you really making? How many pizzas do 4 people need to make this early in the morning? So they go upstairs, and she's like, this is, she says, like, the geosynchronous satellite.
It picked up Casey going to Daishi's temple.
It's him going into, like, there's, like, the Tori gate right in front of Cobra Kai. And it's, like, him going in there. But she said, like, geosynchronous. And it's not on her face, so I couldn't see her lips moving. So I didn't really hear it very well. Because I don't hear the word geosynchronous terribly often in my day-to-day, as you might imagine. So I thought she said something like Tyrannosaurus.
It's a Tyrannosaurus satellite.
It's a Tyrannosaurus satellite. But I thought it was like a name brand of like like someone like this. Oh, it's a Hartford Industries satellite. Like, I thought she was referencing
the Garmin
something
up there. Or...
Yeah, I thought she was referencing something from past Power Rangers for a second. I had to rewind and I was like, oh, she just said geosynchronous. I don't know what my brain did, but I was like, oh, it's a weird connection.
But the footage is grainy and the tracking is bad, so it keeps like skipping, and I don't understand why this one is like that.
Well, because if you go any further, if she would have gone any further left, the satellite would have, it would have, there's an evil barrier. Satellites can't look at evil. You need to have a viewing globe for that. You can't just do a satellite.
Well, I guess if you're evil the other way, you have to have a big telescope.
You gotta have a big telescope, yeah. Or a big crystal ball sometimes. Sometimes you just need a big crystal ball. Somebody, I feel like, had like a little pool. That was Shayla. No, that's where she slept.
She slept in there in a weird fetal position.
Yeah, and she's in a fetal. But then there's also like the fountain would just like squirt and be like, danger. And she'd be like, there's trouble.
She would look in it and see, and that would act like a viewing globe. Yeah, you're right.
So it is that I'm thinking of. Yeah, so lots of things can do it. But if there's, but look, regular satellites, that's not getting past evil. Oh, come on.
That's just a machine.
It's just a regular machine. We go back into the fight. Oh, no, sorry, we don't. They're about to leave. They're like, let's go help him. And RJ's like, no, not yet. This is Casey's destiny. And I was like, okay. I like the way, when RJ says this, I'm okay with it. But if Master Mao would have said the same thing, I'd have been like, what are you planning, Master Mao? You evil villain.
Because we know not Master Mao. We know RJ has Casey's best interest in mind.
Yeah.
And we also just saw Master Mao tell Casey to give up on a human being trying to be better.
Man, what a Leo-ass thing to do. We cut to there. They're fighting. Jared says, you're no match for Daishi. And Casey's like, then help me. Like, together we can destroy him. And then Jared yells, I am him. And there's like they blast apart.
I am he.
And like, this is Jared lying to himself. Like, this is Jared being like, and the very end of the episode will also kind of like reinforce this like big inferiority complex that Jared has now.
I think a lot of it also is like, it's not just that he's accepting that like he's not going to be able to fight off Daishi, but it's also like compounded with the fact that everyone in his life told him that he sucks and is bad.
Yeah, and Master Mao wants him dead. Like, for real. So he morphs. And then so does Casey, and they circle each other for a second, and they start fighting, and it's a pretty good fight, because we're not coming back to Cobra Kai, I don't think, so they, we come back at the end.
He is just in his regular lion armor, he's not full, like, super griffin yet.
He doesn't have the Super Saiyan hair sticking out of him everywhere, like, in the next, but so... There, it's a classic end of the season. We're not coming back. Might as well destroy this place. Fight. Love to see it.
We'll come back to Cobra Kai. I don't know if we're coming back into this throne room.
I don't think so. If it is, it's probably just the Sentai footage because like it's the end. So it might be either that or like it's just still destroyed because it is like wrecked. But Casey gets thrown through 2 walls during this fight, and I love that. The first fight, they get thrown into like a weapons room, and they grab like weapons off the wall and start fighting with that. And then at some point, Casey's just turned into his shark sabers. I don't know if that's just a production error or if like
he can just do that.
He just he had one. He's like, this isn't my sword, and then summoned his swords. I don't know. But he gets thrown to another wall. They lose their weapons at some point. There's also he gets like a blast, like Boogerhead shoots a blast at him, and Casey like deflects it with the shark sabers. This is when I noticed. I was like, that's what those are for. Like, I know those wobbly things anywhere. Then we come back to the Rangers. They're watching the entrance because they can't go in. So they're just watching the Torii gate. There's nothing there. They're like, oh, I hope Casey's all right. And then we cut in to them. They've lost their weapons. They do a Collar Noble tie up. And then he's like, Jared's like, or Casey's like, Jared, I saw you with Camille. I know you're in there and I know you're good. And he's like, no, I'm not. He tosses Casey and he does. Then he upgrades to the weird griffin form. And then Casey goes Jungle Master mode and he's like, I'm not leaving without you. And Booger Red's like, you're not leaving, period, which is good smack talk.
Yeah.
And then there is more fighting. I remember enjoying it. I don't remember.
Yeah, there's a point where Casey like slams Daishi up against the wall and like Rinzen sparks come out, and then Daishi returns the favor and slams him back into the opposite wall, and it's a lot of like hard hitting, like strong style fight, like kung fu fighting.
It's good. At one point, Casey does also get thrown onto the second floor through the banister. Like he just gets like alley-ooped up. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's neat. But then they start like they're tearing the house down literally. And there is like there's a point where it's Daishi, but it's I don't think it is. But they want us to believe it's from Daishi's point of view, but I think it's Jared just being like, I'm Daishi, you know, because like another part of it is like if he's like, oh, if I'm not Daishi, then like everything I've been doing is just like evil, you know, like that wasn't right, Daishi doing it, then like I'm bad. So he's like, Jared's dead, I consumed him and now he's my slave. And then Casey's like, he's Paishua, he's one of us, we're not gonna leave him. And then they like explode apart, they both are demorphed. And then Jared's just like, kill me. Kill me. I'm so sad. And Casey's like, no, I'm not gonna. And then he's like, I'm Daishi. He's like, okay, fine. If you're Daishi. And he turns around. He's like, then you kill me. And he's just like, back to Jared. And then Jared like stands up. And I think this is Daishi.
I think it starts that way. I do think Daishi was in control from when he says, like, I've consumed Jared.
Yeah.
And then he gets knocked down. And Jared, like, that blast that demorphed him like knocks Daishi back, so Jared comes back out, but then Daishi comes back. It's a lot of back and forth for these like 2 minutes in this episode.
Yeah, and like it's a little hard to keep track of, but like Bead Skinner's does different voices, and it's also fighting and yelling, so they're like less distinct than they could be. But he's like, fine, destroy me. Daishi gets up, raises his arm, goes to I guess stab. Punch Casey in the head so
just
hard he
claw
dies.
Claw him, like lion claw him to death. Because his arm starts to glow with, I think, Rinzen?
I think it might be Rinzen. I also thought it was just on fire.
It also could just be like lion spirit energy. I don't really know.
He's like, ah, and then it stops, and then like he starts like screaming, and then like Daishi is exploded out of Jared. Like Jared like expels Daishi from him. And then there's just a big kind of spooky gas cloud there that's Daishi now.
Yeah.
And he's like, you dare defy me. And he starts, I think, sucking the animal spirit out of Jared.
It's
that's
either
what
the animal
like.
Spirit or his soul.
His soul is mine.
Because it's like white and beige. It's like a weird color energy.
Yeah. And he's like, humans can't be trusted. I will destroy you. And then Camille like screams, not like a, oh no, but like a ah, kind of like attack scream, and jumps in. And I paused it because I was worried that we were about to see Camille die.
It was a little touch and go for a minute. When she jumped in, was she in her phoenix form?
Yes.
Okay. I think that got taken away from her here.
I think so too, judging by later.
Yeah.
But that would make sense that she would like sacrifice the Rinzen Phoenix part
to save Jared.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
But then she's also just like trapped in it, like in this like vortex. And Casey stands up. Daishi's something like, you'll die too or whatever to Camille. And he stands up and he tiger blasts. He does like a, you know, spirit of the tiger and like punches out a tiger blast. And it just like hits the blast coming from like the vortex part coming from Daishi, and then just like bops it back. And then they both are freed from the vortex. And it's like, okay. First of all, Casey, thank you for stopping Camille getting murdered. Appreciate that. Real worried about it. And then they run, and Snapper and Scorch are there, and he's like, chase him. And they're like, we will. So they see that.
Get him.
It is very Snapper sounds like Krang. Like, he kind is of, very, yeah. very Krang. And we cut back to RJ, who sees, I guess he sees them running out of the Torii gate on the satellite. I think that's what happens. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, it shows the three of them like leaving where it showed Casey going in earlier.
Yeah.
And then so RJ's like, Casey did his part, now let's go do ours.
We cut to them getting out, and Casey's like, oh, Jared, I knew you were in there. And Jared's like, yeah, thanks. And then him and Jared and Camille like share a look like, are we gonna kiss? What's gonna happen? You know? And then there's an explosion and they get blasted, and there's Snapper and Scorch, two terrible villain names, standing on some sort of banking. I don't know. And one of them's like, oh, a touching moment. I think it's Scorch, because I think I would have remembered if Krang said it. It's like, he's like, what a touching moment. Too bad it'll be your last. We go to commercial. We come back. They're posturing. They're about to, I guess, kill the other three. And then Lily and Theo, Jungle Master already, double kick both of them. They land. And then the other two come in, RJ and Dom come in and like help everybody up. And then Casey looks at Jared and he's like, are you up for it? And he's like, absolutely. And then Casey and Jared and Camille all step forward and then they all morph together.
Heck yeah.
It rules. they morph. She's chameleon, so I guess the Phoenix is gone, and she
does say like chameleon spirit too.
Yeah.
Not just like I'm a chameleon monster, but like I possess the chameleon spirit. Yeah. I am a human woman.
Yeah.
With the chameleon spirit.
and then Jared says like lion spirit or spirit of the lion or whichever. And then they do a roll call, and it's like a big long roll call, and it's like adjective of the animal.
Yeah.
Jungle Fury, Ranger, whatever. And it gets to Jared, and I was like, are you the Black Ranger? Are you going to say you're the Black Ranger? But he does. He just says, like, spirit of the lion. Like,
and then
courage
just stops,
of the lion.
And it's, like, it's really weird.
It's stilted. And then Camille is the same thing, and I was like, you could say green Jungle Fury Ranger.
Yeah,
like,
you could, or just say, like, Jungle Fury Chameleon Ranger and Jungle Fury Lion Ranger.
Like, you could have.
Because Dom says fine. Rhino Ranger.
Yeah. Just say it. You're fine. Like, you're fine. Don't worry. I feel like we split up now. It's Jared and Casey fighting Scorch, and it's everybody else fighting Snapper. And these fights are very good. The one with Jared and Casey, it's like it's 2-on-1, and they're just basically beating Scorch up, who's like holding his own, but not like, you know, winning. And at some point, he goes to like Hadouken them, and they double Hadouken back and block it and blast him backwards. Then we cut over to the fight with Snapper. And they're all, like, sort of mook fighting, so they all kind of get knocked off one by one, except for Camille, and then Lily gets knocked off last, and she lands, and Snapper goes to, like, blast her, and, like, the blast is coming at Lily, and Camille is, like, ninja in there, and then cuts the blast in half with her, like, size. It's so good. Then they do, like, a quintuple team attack. Like, they... Theo and Lily grab Snapper. The other two Rangers blast Snapper, and then in order, see if I wrote down right, downer cut from Camille. She like comes from above and punches him down the head.
Mm-hmm.
RJ does a wolf saw blade uppercut, some sort of rhino blast of some sort.
When he uppercut it, which one is this, Snapper?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he uppercuts Snapper, who goes flying up in the air, and then Dom in the air does some like rhino gore attack or something.
Yeah. gore. And then Theo and Lily do some sort of Jungle Master attack. I'm not 100% sure. And then it ends with Camille doing like a corkscrew drill attack, like that one time the Dragon Zord cut through that monster.
Poked a hole through his torso. Yeah.
Like she does that to Snapper and then he dies. And then we cut back to Casey and Jared and they do like a double spirit unleash. And it's like tiger and a lion fighting Scorch. And then it knocks him up into the air, and then Casey pulls out and one hands the claw cannon by himself. I thought it was going to be him and Jared shoot the claw cannon, which would have been better.
Here's the thing. They do a blast. He blasts the cannon.
Yeah.
And Jared does, like, I think a Zuccotto blast.
I think it's a purple blast, which I think was the Zuccotto color.
I think what happened is when Daishi and Jared split, the Rinzen went with Daishi.
Took all the Rinzen with
him. And the Zuccotto stayed with Jared.
Okay. I like that. I'm okay with that because we spent so much. The problem with Zuccotto is that it was out of nowhere and it was kind of stupid. The problem
it was out of
Rinzen,
nowhere and then it didn't matter because a cooler thing came into the picture for some reason.
So getting rid of the cooler thing makes Zuccotto look better in comparison. Like the air quotes cooler thing, because Rinzen was just as stupid, it was just a different color. But like getting rid of that makes Zuccotto be like, oh, that's Jared Zuccotto. At least it's like, you know, so they blast him, they blast Scorch in the air, he lands and then dies. Or does he stay tuned?
Did he land? I thought he like blew up in the sky because
he
like
hits the ground and like stays for a second.
Okay, because doesn't he drop down in a second and be like, you thought it was gonna be that easy?
No, that's Oh, is that him? Oh, maybe that's him.
Scorch.
I thought it was Daishi.
I thought it was Daishi too, and I think it would have been cooler if it was Daishi. Then the next episode could have just been cool wrap up and everyone hanging out.
That makes a lot more sense because I definitely thought it was the big monster fight was versus Daishi.
No, that was Scorch.
Okay, that makes more sense. It makes more sense at the end. It is more of a bummer because if it would have been Daishi, we could have just wrapped this up next time. Could have been all fun hangs. Anyway, Camille's like, Jared, are you okay? Because he's like, oh, something's up. And then like they're like regrouping, right? And she asked if he's okay, and he's like, no, something's not. And then Scorch lands. That was Dice Sheet. Scorch. Bummer. And then they all call their Zords, including Jared and Camille.
Yeah.
They shoot their animal spirits out and they just turn into Zords. And it's like, yes.
And they interconnect with the Megazord. It has a big lion shield and a little like chameleon wrist rocket.
Chameleon on the wrist. I thought it was on the shoulder for a second and I was like, that's weird, but it's on the wrist, which is much better. But like cause the Zord hops on the Rhino and then it's the other three, the Wolf and the Jaguar and the Cheetah are like satellite attack. They're just like roaming around it. But then he's got the big lion shit. And I was like, yes, they're all in the cockpit. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. Just let them be Power Rangers, too.
Just let them be Power Rangers.
They're doing all the Power Rangers stuff.
For all intents and purposes, I feel like they are Power Rangers.
Here's
right?
the question. I'm gonna ask you this now.
Okay, I might be about to ask the same thing.
Do we have to rank Jared and Camille?
I feel like kind of. We'll see how the next episode turns out. But they are doing Power Ranger business here. Like, they have Zords that connect to the other Power Rangers.
The whole time after their Zords came out and they were helping pilot the Megazord, all I could think of was, like, how am I going to say good things about them when the reason I wouldn't put Astronema higher is because she was evil before?
Checkmate, Josh.
So this ranking bonus might be contentious or just weird.
I don't know where, because we also got to put the Spirit Rangers on too, right? Like, because they are also Power Rangers. They're just ghosts, kind of. So I don't know. We'll figure it out. So they unleash all their power. They ruckus Scorch, who doesn't die again, as we'll see in a second. And I thought this was still Daishi because. Look, it's a big gold monster. Who the hell can tell
I
at this
thought
point?
I thought it was Daishi until one point when they were like charging at him and we got the POV from the Ranger side and you could clearly just see Scorch.
Okay. I must have missed that. Because like he's dragon, but also all the like Daishi is also probably a dragon is what is like from what we've seen? The
I'm pretty
hints
sure they said straight up he was like He's an evil dragon in one of the last couple episodes.
Yeah.
And then on that scroll or whatever, he was depicted as like a big evil dragon.
Yeah. So I thought it was just him, but it's not. And I was psyched that they killed Daishi, and I was like, yeah, next time I'm just going to be hurt. But well, stay tuned. So then they land. They're unmorphed. They say, oh, but before they do that, they're like, Power Rangers, Jungle Fury. All of them, even Camille and Jared, say it. Everybody's in there. They all do the hand, like, Power Rangers kind of deal, but, like, in a row instead of in a circle. We cut. There's unmorphed celebration. Lily and Theo kind of share a moment. And Lil's like, what? And he's like, I'll tell you later. And I was like, just say it now, brother. When are you going to get a better chance? And then Jared and Casey shake hands, and Casey's tattoo appears. And he's like, yeah, I got my stripes. I'm a master. Why now? And RJ's like, because master can't be a follower. You got to make your own path.
And RJ says, when you defied Master Mao,
a villain.
A thing I somehow know happened, even though the only footage of you we had was grainy Loch Ness Monster Casey walking through the gate to Daishi's temple.
That's only on the main, in his room, on his TV, he saw the Master Mao confrontation.
Oh, I see. That's what made him come out.
Yeah, he saw it, so he came.
Stop it.
Oh, two Grinches. So he's like, once you did that, like becoming a master became your destiny, something to that effect. And he's like, oh, sweet. And then Jared like gets down on one knee and he's like, Tiger Master, I'm ready to accept whatever punishment you deem necessary.
I thought he was going to ask Casey to like accept him as a student.
Me too.
But instead he's like, punish me.
Punish me. I've been bad. I was like, oh, chill out. And Casey's literally like, chill out, man. We need all the help we can get to save humanity. And at this point, I'm like, didn't you just kill Daishi?
What do that's you mean? What like, Daishi wants you to think.
That's, I guess. I got tricked. I got pranked. And then Jared stands up after, like, we need you to save humanity. And Jared's like, I think we've done enough. And then, like, storms off. And Camille follows. And they're like, wait, what? As they're leaving. Then we cut to Daishi in the destroyed Cobra Kai. And he's like, I'm not dead.
But also, like, Scorch is also not dead.
Scorch, like, stumbles in injured. And
we just saw him.
Daishi's saying something about fear and, like, he's almost got enough fear to amass his armies
just,
or whatever.
We just saw Scorch get, like, super ultra attacked. And he died in a green fire. In a green fire explosion.
And he just stumbles in.
Daishi's grumbling to himself about fear because he's like, I have some fear, but I need more to raise my beast army.
Yeah.
So Scorch is like, let me go get the fear and then I will kill the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Because like, as you can see, it's easy for me.
Me, a guy who is stumbling and holding my ribs like I'm dying.
I just died twice. It's a good thing I've got 12 other dragon heads on my chest.
Oh, it's like Naja. It's like I got all these claws. I just got every time he dies, a dragon head falls off. But yeah, then Daishi's basically like, yes, next time we'll do the finale of a Power Rangers show. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So Josh, I started.
You did.
What's the best?
You know, I really thought in the early going it was going to be an easy one. And it was going to be Camille beating Snapper's ass in the breakfast room.
That's pretty hard to top, kicking his ass over breakfast.
But it has to be them being Power Rangers, like them in the roll call, them having Zords and being in the cockpit of the Megazord. Like that is the best.
There is. I think I wrote it down when they do the big roll call. I did cry a little bit. When Camille and Jared were included in the big roll call, because I love a good redemption. I still think I do kind of want to give it to Predator Camille beating Snapper's ass over breakfast. Because she, like, kicks him in the back of the head, which sends him over the table. Then she rolls over the table, lands with one foot on his, like, sternum, and then just, like, punches him in the head twice.
And he's like, good. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll tell you everything.
Whatever you want to know. Stop hitting me. I'm trying to eat bugs. So I think I'm going to give it to that. But yeah, the them getting to just be Power Rangers is also very cool. What's the worst?
I think it's hard. This was a very good episode.
Top-notch episode.
But I think the worst part of it is that Scorch, who got ultra dead.
Yeah.
Is not dead, and they're just like, to be continued, because we I don't know. I really think that final battle should have been against Daishi.
It should have been. And then, because, like, this aired the same day as the next one. Like, they aired back to back.
Yeah.
It's a big two-parter, but they're not called a two-parter. So it's
leading into it, but I don't know. Yeah. This felt like kind of the big ending. And I know we still have some drama to sort out with Jared, because he ran off. He's like, I've done enough. And him and Camille kind of just, like, went off to be, like, not Power Rangers.
Right.
Because Jared is like, I doom the world. I can't save it, I think, is kind of like where his headspace is.
Right.
And it's going to be real freaking cool in the next episode when Camille convinces him that he can stop it.
Is good. Yeah. I'm hopeful for the next episode. I think the worst is Master Mao.
Oh, yeah. No, let me take all that back. Master Mao sucked. He's the
Master
worst.
I have not been this frustrated at any sort of mentor figure this much since Doggy Krueger. Like, and like, I gave Andrew the business a lot of time because, like, he did a bad job creating a teenage boy that he could then neglect. Like, that was his whole deal. Like, that sucks, Andrew. But Master Mao, it literally saying, like, give up on my student who I failed. But I didn't fail him. He was bad the whole time. He always sucked.
Yeah.
So he's dead. And don't try to save him.
He had a bad home life. And so he's unsalvageable. So
clearly he is ruined. Yeah. Master Mao sucked. Who's MVP?
I think it's Casey.
Also got to give it to Casey. Doing good work this time.
So here's what I think's going to happen. Because we didn't get any Flit stuff.
When they go into the Megazords, that's when I realized, I was like, wait a minute, Flit is just in one of those tummies.
So I think in the next episode, we're going to have, like, Camille trying to convince Jared to help. Jared feeling terrible for being Daishi for so long.
Right.
Right. They're all going to get back together. Daishi is going to overpower the Power Rangers. And then Camille is going to be like, there's one master left. And she's going to let out Flit.
Oh,
that's
I would
my
be on
that's
board
my
with
prediction
that.
For the finale.
I would be so on board with that, and then because like it's Kelson Henderson, right?
Yeah. Like, so she's gonna let Flit out, and then like release him from her curse, and then we're gonna get the Fly Spirit Power Ranger or whatever.
That would be cool. Man, I hope so. I hope they don't just, like, we lost Flit in the writer's strike. Like,
I think they set up too much between Flit and RJ. And they laid too many little hints with Flit and Camille.
Yeah.
To just completely abandon him. If they do, then I don't want to say it, but this might be a face season if we don't see Flit at the end.
It'll definitely be a face season. But this episode made me really like, oh, maybe it is going to be a face season.
They're on the high bar right now, and they're coming down face first, but if they flip on accident, it's going to hurt.
Yeah. So now we got to rank it.
Is this the best episode of the season?
I just had to look up what our top one is. Friends Don't Fade Away, which is unfortunately the first Scab episode of the Writer's Strike. And I was like, what exactly happened to that? And it is the one where he gets like RJ gets like double possessed, and that's making him become a werewolf. And then he goes to attack Fran, and she's like, I know you won't hurt me, which rules. I think this goes above
that. I think this goes above it.
I think this is number one. A John Telligan episode? Number one?
John Telligan wrote a good Power Rangers
good
story?
I never thought I'd see the day. I'm sure he's written good ones before, but probably. He just does so many like of the egregious stinkers that were like, John Telligan, what are you doing here? So coming in at number one, Path of the Righteous. I don't know how to spell righteous. Oh, I got it. Look at me. Look at me go. Next time is maybe the coolest Power Rangers episode that they could have had for this season. It's called Now the Final Fury.
Now the Final Fury.
That's a kung fu movie ass name. I am excited. That is, I feel like that is as good as starting the season called Jungle Fury with Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that is a perfect bookend. I hope the episode lands it. God knows they could use one. We'll find out next time. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Recording. I just had a weird moment where I was like, the record button's not where it should be because it's where it always is instead of where I thought it should be for a second. That was weird.